Good evening, everyone. Thank all of you for coming. Siman Resh Nun Tet, supposed to be Bikias, but I can't say Shiur for Bikias, so I need to say something more. So I will try to, when I read the Gemara, I'm going to try to explain more, because I don't know if all of you saw the Bet Yosef and the Gemara. I'm going to speak in this shiur. The first part is going to be the first seif in this siman. And the second part, if we'll have time, I want to speak about a topic that we saw briefly in the two last siman, in Resh Nun Chet. And we're going to see it also in Shin Yud Chet. It's like a side topic that has nothing to do with Bishul Lechora, but it can be found only in our simanim, the din of Batzek. A dough, if a dough can be smeared on top of something, and we saw that in the past siman, that you can take a dough and put it between the pots. So I'm going to go a little bit into melachat memareach. It's a melacha that it's spread out in many places, and I think it's an opportunity to spend some time on it, and maybe to speak a little bit about Play-Doh, if your kids can play with Play-Doh on Shabbos. So the first topic is the first seif here. The first seif based on two gemarot, the gemara in Memchet Amud Aleph and the gemara in Memtet Amud Bet Nun Amud Aleph. So the gemara in Memchet Amud Aleph, the first source, ולא בטרם באי מיני רבד אבר מתנה ואבאי, מוכן שטבן באין מהו לטלטלן בשבת. They have a suffix, if mukhin, he did hatmana in them. Mukhin is like, let's say, cotton, that raw cotton, I don't know how to translate. Something that you can use to make a fabric, and you did hatmana in it. So Abaye answered, וכי מפני שאין לו קופה של תבן, עומד ומפקיר קופה של מוכין. So Abaye says, no. The fact that you put the kupa inside, it doesn't consider like yichud to the mukhin to make them not mukta anymore. And it's too expensive to be mevatalet for the hatmana, because it doesn't have a where to be matmin his pot, he's going to be mafkir the mukhin. No. Now, the Gemara in Memtet seems to have a similar suffix. The Gemara in Memtet Amud Bet about gizei tzemer. Gizei tzemer is pieces of tzemer wool, raw wool. Lechora, the same concept, that you have raw material that you want to do hatmana in. So Rava in the beginning said, Amar Rava lo shenu ela shelo taman bayin. Only if you didn't do hatmana mi baod yom, then you can't be metaltel the gizei tzemer. Aval taman bayin, metaltelim otam. If you did the hatmana itself, even if you didn't do yichud, normally for a mukta, it's mukta mechamat gufo, you need to do yichud. But here, the fact that you were tomen in the gizei tzemer, that by itself is enough to take away the shem mukta. Eit ve'omer rabbanan bar yom le'rava. So there was one guy that came one day a year. He was walking 6 months and going back to his house 6 months for one day in Beis Midrash. Bar be'rav dechad yoma, according to one of the explanation. And he said to Rava, he was probably saying all the Shas Mishneot in one way and all the Shas Mishneot back. So he said, how can you say such a crazy concept? It's a Mishnah, Meforash, the opposite of you. Tomnim begizet semer, ve'en metaltelim otam, ketzad usen, otel takisui ve'en oflot. So Meforash, that we're discussing, and gizet semer that you did the hatmana in, not a general gizet semer that has nothing to do with hatmana. Even if you did the hatmana, you're not allowed to touch the gizet semer. You just take the pot and the gizet semer are falling off. So you see that the hatmana itself doesn't take away the shem mukze. Ela it marach itma. It can be that that's what Rava says. Ela marava lo shenu ela shelo yichadan lahatmana. Aval yichadan lahatmana metaltelim otam. So the Gemara changed what Rava says. And the Gemara says what Rava meant is not if you didn't do hatmana. If you have gizet semer that are mukze, you need to do yichud. So hatmana is not enough, lichora, according to this Rava, the second Rava here. If you just did hatmana with no yichud, it's not enough to take away the shem mukze. התמרנמי, כי אתה רבינה מרבי יעקב, וכו'. And then I'm skipping to רבינה. רבינה אומר בשל הפתק שנו. He's given a different תירוץ. And he says, we're discussing גזי צמר של הפתק. What is הפתק? It's like you're a businessman and that's your business. And these גזי צמר are specifically for sale. So that makes the גזי צמר מוקצה. And these גזי צמר are the גזי צמר that התמנה is not enough for them to take away the שם מוקצה. But if you have גזי צמר in your house and you're not it's not your business, so in this case, just התמנה in them going to be sufficient to take away the Shem Mukta.
Even without Yichud.
So the Gemara now, the Rishonim have a suffix, what is going on here? How is this Gemara fits with the Gemara in Memchet? Because in the Gemara in Memchet, if Mukhin and Gizet Semer are the same thing, both of them are like raw materials that can be used for other stuff. And it seems like Abaye in Memchet hold that Hatmana by itself is not enough. Only Yichud. And Ravina and Rava, it depends here how you understand the second Rava and Ravina. Is Ravina argue with the second Rava or they're not? So we're going to see a couple of explanations in the Rishonim. And then we're going to try to understand the Shulchan Aruch. So the first Shita that on the spot is you can do a Dikduk in Rashi. But we'll leave Rashi to the end after we're going to see the Ritva, because the Ritva is Meforash. So let's start with Tosfot. Tosfot Memchet Amud Alef. I'm starting in the fourth line, at the end of the fourth line, V'tiret Tzri. Do you see that? V'tiret Tzri, De'gizei Tzemer Chashiv Itfei Mimuchin V'asurim Letaltel Yoter. The first approach is the Shita of Ri in Tosfot, that Gizet Semer are more Chashuv than Mukhin. So, if you just do Hatmana, when Rav Ada Bar Matna asked Abaye if it's permissible to be Metaltel, is because he had in mind that Mukhin are less expensive or less Chashuv, so for them he had Ava Amina, that Hatmana by itself gonna help. And he asked Abaye, maybe it's going to be enough. And so he answered him, no. Even Mukhin, it's not good. But then Tosfot says, ואף על גב דרבה כאמר לקמן, דאפילו גזי צמר תמן בהם מטלטלים. Rava seems to say that by גזי צמר, if you do התמנה, you can be metaltel, at least the first Rava. אין לחושי פליגה אביי דהכה, כיוון דלא קיימה לקמן מילתא דרבה. So this Abaye is going to argue with the first Rava that we have in Dafnun. And then Tosfot says that maybe according to Ravina, that Heftek, that the Ravina is making a chilukim between Heftek and not Heftek, so Rava, ולמדי משני רבין המילת דרב ומוקי מדין בשל הפתק ודרב בשען של הפתק. So then we can say that our suga is not contradicted, because according to Ravina, if the need for yichud is only when it's made for business, it's like a mukce mechamat chesron kis, so then the Mishnah can discuss when it's heftek, then you need yichud. When it's not heftek, then hatmana is enough, and then they're not going to argue. But it seems like Tosfot, in order to be miyash of the sugya, or at least the Hava Amina of Rav Ada Bar Matna, Tosfot have a Hava Amina that Gizei Tzemer are more important than Mukhin, and that's why the Hava Amina here in Memchet can happen. Now, the second approach that I want to focus on is the approach of the Ritva, and that's also seems to be what Rashi says. If you can see in page number 2 on the bottom, Ritva Sham, the second line, Ela yesh lomar, demuchin chashivi migize tzemer, the opposite of Tosfot, מוכין are more important than גזי צמר שאינם של הפתק, ודינם כשל הפתק. וכן בדין לפי מה שפרש רשי ז"ל במוכין. So he said that the opposite is true, that מוכין are more important, that by definition when you have מוכין it's like you are מייחד them for סחורה, because they're more important, so even if you're not מייחד them for סחורה, for business, they're so expensive that normally you're going to use them for something that's going to make money. You're not going to just use them for other needs in the house. So in this case, מוכין are more important, and that's why Abaye said that הטמנה is not enough for them. But גזי צמר are less important, and that's why the Gemara in Nun hold that if גזי צמר are not מיוחד לסחורה, הטמנה is going to take away the שם מוקצה. And if you now turn the page back to Rashi, that's the dikduk in Rashi. Rashi in Daf Nun. Rashi in Daf Memchet Amud Alef. Muchim enam ela la'asot mehem levadim shekorim paltar umukzin elam lemlacha v'asur letaltalam. So the beginning of Rashi, enam ela la'asot mehem levadim. It sounds like the Ritva. Meaning, when you have muchim, by definition, the only need for muchim is for business, to make fabric with them. So you usually don't have them in the house unless it's used for the purpose of making fabrics. So that's the dikduk of the Ritva in Rashi. It seems like the Ramban also, in the first approach, the Ramban in Daf Nun also say the same idea. Mukhin af al pi she'enam shel eftek kegizei tzemer shel eftek dami. Ramban in the Daf Nun Amud Aleph, you have it on top. I just read the Ritva inside because the Ritva is doing the dikduk in Rashi. So we have three Rishonim that take this approach, that Mukhin are more important. And by definition, when you have a regular Mukhin and a regular Gizei Tzemer, Mukhin are considered Mukhtze Leschora and like Cheson Kis. And normal Gizin, unless you're miyached them for schora, they're not going to be considered chesron kis. They're just going to be muktzim mechamat gufo, and then yichud. Just not, you don't need yichud. You just hatmana by itself going to be enough to be to consider them not muktzim anymore. The last approach is the Rashba, the way that he understood in the Rif. So the problem here is, the Rashba is a little difficult, but we'll start with the Rif. The Rif, the problem with the Rif is that the Rif, when he quotes the Gemara in Daf Nun, he just brings the second Rava, and he doesn't bring Ravina. So if you read the Rif, you have it in page number 3, he just said, Amar Rava lo shanu ela shelo yichadan la'atmana, aval im yichadan la'atmana metaltelim otam. That's it. He doesn't care about Ravina, he doesn't care about the first Lishna of Rava. So, what exactly does he mean when he say only the first opinion? If you just read the second Rava, it sounds like any Gizei Tzemer, the only way that you can be metaltel them is through Yichud. That's one way to learn Rava, the second Rava. That there is no chiluk between two levels of Gizei Tzemer. Any Gizei Tzemer that you have in the house, you need Yichud. Like the question that the Barbe Rav Dechad Yoma asked Rava, it says in the Mishnah that if you're Tomen in Gizei Tzemer, you cannot be Metaltel. So Rava said, you're right, okay, fine. So you're right, so any Gizei Tzemer, unless you do Yichud, you can be Metaltel. And even if you're Tomen, it's not going to matter anything. That's lichora a third shita that takes away all the chilukim that we did. If it's miyuchad leschora, not miyuchad leschora, no, we don't care. The second Rava in Daf Nun holds that any gizei tzemer, no matter what kind of gizei tzemer, you need yichud.
And so, according to the Rif, if you just do hatmana without doing, do you have to do miyach hatmana, or by doing hatmana you're already automatically doing miyach hatmana?
According to the Rif, the way that the Rashba understands the Rif, putting the pot, doing hatmana, is not enough to be considered yichud, and it's still going to be mukzeh, even if the gizei tzemer are not miyuchad leschora. So far we saw the Rishonim that explained that even Rava can be moide, that if it's miyuchad l'schora, the only thing that he said that you need yichud is when it's miyuchad l'schora. That's the way that the Ramban, when he explained the and the Ritva, when they explained the Gemara, they said that Ravina is not arguing with the second Rava. He just said that what Rava meant that you need yichud is by heftek, that it's more chashuv. But if it's not heftek, then you don't need yichud. But if you understand that the second Rava and Ravina argue in Beshita, so you have a meaningful machloket. It's not just like arguing what is the Mishnah talking about. It's mamash arguing in Dine Mukze, if Gizet Semer that are not miyuchad l'schora, is it enough to be tomen or not? So according to Ravina, it's enough, unless it's a heftek. And according to the second Rava, you need yichud. You can't have any other way to be mafkia shemukze. So you can read in the Rashba. He brings the Rav Alfasi. It's the fifth line. Aval Rav Alfasi. It's page number 2. Aval Rav Alfasi zal levi ukimta batraita de Rava velo evi divrei Ravina v'u min ateima de Ravina batrau v'kaim alan kvate. So he said, I don't understand the Rif. I don't know why he passed in like a second Rava, and he doesn't bring any other opinion. He's Nishar Betzarichim. Now, the Rambam Shita is also interesting. If you read in page number 3, Rambam Perik Avav al Achayud Bet. Rambam doesn't say so many words. He's saving words. V'chen gizet semer, the second line. V'chen gizet semer. You see that in page number 3? V'chen gizet semer, en metaltelim otam, mipne shehu makpid alem. So the Rambam doesn't differentiate between heftek, not heftek. He just said, you are makpid. That's why, לפיכך, אם יחדן לתשמיש, מותר. So you need yichud. So if you read it and you read the Rif, it sounds like copy and paste. So he holds like the Rif, and he just quotes the second opinion of Rava. And that's the way that the Rava Magid understood the Rambam. He says that it's like the halachot. It's the same. He just copying the halachot, like the copying the Rif. So it seemed like the Rif and the Rambam hold that we don't differentiate between what kind of gizet semer you're talking about. We just, you need yichud. Although, just keep that in mind, the Lashon of the Rambam is not so clear, because the Rambam doesn't quote the Lashon of Rava. The Rambam says, gizet semer en medaltelim mipne shehu makpid alem. What does he mean when he say mipne shehu makpid alem? Maybe he's trying to hint that not any gizet semer is the same. Normally, gizet semer you makpid, but if you're not makpid, then atman are going to be enough, and then he's arguing with the Rif. So keep that in mind. But the way that the Rav Magid understood is, like we just said, and the Rav Magid says, v'yesh amokim ta'acheret, the Ravina basically, v'chen da'at Rashba b'shem Rabo, Rabbeinu Yonah. So he said, Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim argue with this approach, but the Rambam Shita is like the Rif. So now the problem is, if you read the Bet Yosef, like a fascinating concept in the Bet Yosef in our Siman, you can't find it so often in the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef finished the first paragraph of the Bet Yosef. It says, V'nireh da'af al gav da'arif v'arambam. That's page number 4 on the bottom of the Bet Yosef. ונראה דאף על גב דעריף והרמב״ם הוו רוב בניין, כיוון דאי קרוב מניין, דפליגי עליו, ומידי דרבננו, נקטינן לכולה. So normally the Bet Yosef wrote in the Akdama that the way that he is going to pass in Halacha, since he can be Machria, who can be Machria between all the Gdoilim? So the rule that he decided to follow is that when you have the three Amude Olam, Rosh Rif Rambam, we're going to go by the Rov. If we don't have Rov, then we need to look in the other poskim to be Machria. But when you have the three Amudei Olam, then we're going to follow the Rov. But here, it's one of the exceptions. And the Rema, the Darkei Moshe, and the Akdama criticized the Bet Yosef, that he himself changed his mind here. Why did you change your mind? So the Hearot on the tour, they bring in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Mipozna, that when the Bet Yosef said Umidi de Rabbananu Naktina Lekula, as you have here Rov Minyan, there is a many poskim who argue with the Rif and the Rambam, and also it's Midi de Rabbanan. So we have two reasons to consider that exception to the rule. Lemaise, I have to tell you that in my opinion, the dikduk of the Rav HaMagid in the Rambam, it's not so mukhrach. And I have a problem with all the Rashba way of understanding, because if you look in the Rashba itself, he's makshe on Rav Haigaon, and he seems to ignore the approach that the Ramban and the Rosh bin Forash, if you look in the Rosh in Siman Yud Aleph, it's in page number 2 on the bottom. It's starting on the it's basically page number 3 on top. Page number 3 on top, when the Rosh explained what Ravina is doing in Daf Nun, he explained explicitly that Ravina is trying to add to the second Rava. He's not arguing with Rava, he is just adding to the second Rava. Ravina, I'm reading the Lashon, Ravina mehader litrutze divrei Rava, כמו שאמר מתחילה, לסתם גזין, אם תמן בהן, מטלטלין אותן. Ravina is not arguing with Rava, he's just fixing Rava that what he said in the beginning gonna be good, the first Rava gonna be good, because what Rava said that if you did atmana you can be metaltel, it's fine. Because the Mishnah that the Bar Berav was asking, Mayri Beshel Avtek, Vegam Stam Gizin, Vekama Rava, Astam Gizin, so the Mishnah can talk about Heftek and also Stam Gizin. So Rava, when he says that you can be Metaltel, he said, if it's Stam Gizin that are not Heftek, then Hatmana is going to be enough. And the end of the Mishnah that says that Hatmana is not enough, it's if you're talking about these type of gizim that are miyuchad l'schora. V'hai dekama rava. Now, this is the sentence that I want to... V'hai dekama rava im yichadan l'atmana. This is the second rava, not the first rava. V'hai dekama rava im yichadan l'atmana metaltelim otam, ahevtekai. So... the Rosh, and if you look in the Ramban also, it's much more that that's the way that he understood in Ravina. It sounds like they understood that Ravina is not arguing with the second Rava. So the approach that the Rashba come to the Rif, and he said the Rif is paskin like the second Rava, so for sure he is arguing. It's not so muchrach, because if you explain the Gemara like Ravina, as Ravina is just explaining the two Ravas, he's basically saying that the two Ravas are true. The first Rava discussing Sheino Shel Avtek, and the second Rava discuss Heftek. So Ravina and the two Ravas are the same. So to prove from the fact that you didn't quote Ravina, that you're not holding like Ravina, it's not so clear to me at all. And even if by the Rif it's harder to say that because he should have said something about Heftek, but at least in the Rambam doesn't quote the exact Lashon of Rava. He just tells you the concept. So even if I will, meaning what the Rashba says on the Rif, we should accept, because Lemay said the Rif should have quote more, should have said something about Heftek. So the Chisaron in the Lashon can be a proof, but in the Rambam to say the Dikduk, it's a lot more. You need a lot more power. Meaning, the Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam just say that if you have the Rambam discuss here Dinei Mukze. He doesn't discuss Dine Hatmana. I just tell you the rule by Gizet Semer that Mipnei Shehu Makpid, it's true that if you're Makpid, everyone agree with that, that if you're Makpid, you need Yichud. He doesn't go into the Chilukim now, all of the Sugya, if Heftek, not Heftek. He just tell you the rule that if Gizet Semer, you're Makpid, you should do Yichud. But it's not so clear. The Dikduk of the Rav HaMagid in the Rambam, it's not like a Dikduk Mukhrach, and it might be that in the back of the head of the Bet Yosef, he saw that the dikduk in the Rambam is not like a very mukhach dikduk, so it might be that was another reason that the Bet Yosef felt comfortable to change his normal way of psak.
The problem is with the Rambam, with the very narrow, is Stam, Gizei, Tzemer, your Mak.
It might be that in his day,
every Gizei, Tzemer, you're more. Mock bit about?
No.
What kind of He says, and Chen Gizei Semer. He's not saying Chen Gizei Semer of Schora. He's saying Chen Gizei Semer. So implying, like, either you have to hold that in, like, the Tosfos, that it's every Gizei Semer is Yomor Machpin now.
What I'm trying to say, that the Rambam says that it depends באותו, אין לך אלא מקומו ושעתו, meaning, if people in the country are makpid on Gizei Tzemer, so it would have din of a heftek, and if they're not makpid, it's not going to have din of heftek. So instead of calling heftek, the Rambam says the rule. The rule, the result of the sugya is that if you're makpid, and the Rambam seems to hold that people in his generation were makpid, so as a psak halacha, he wrote it. But again, I'm not saying anything like chas v'chalila to be mesig. It's like all that you're... The Rambam is not clear 100%. The Rif, the dikduk of the Rashba in the Rif, fine, because the Rif should have quoted the Gemara. If he held like Ravina, he should have quoted. Even if, no matter how he explained the Gemara, he should have quoted Ravina, because Ravina adds something. But the Rambam, it's hard to do the dikduk that the Rashba did in the Rif, because the Rambam doesn't quote the Lashon of the Gemara exactly. So... it's not 100% mukhach, the dikduk. And that's maybe what was the Bet Yosef have in mind when he was like changing his normal approach, because he said it's not so clear that it's even Rov Binyan. Normally the Rif and the Rambam are clear, so it's going to be Rov Binyan, and I will scared to say something different. But here it's not... it wasn't like 100% clear in the Rambam, so he felt more comfortable to...
Right, but then we see that the Rush and the Riff are different here, and the Rambam you could learn into either one, so...
Right.
So in that regard, I can see where, in that regard, why he would say Rove is really going this up, towards the Rush and Rambam, not Rambam and Riff, in a way.
You're saying, since it's not clear, right. So that's for the first part. I just thought it's like an interesting concept to see. I mean, in La Halacha, you see that the Shulchan Aruch passes in like the Ritva, because the Shulchan Aruch gives you Mukhin, Shetaman Bayim Derech Mikra Asur Letaltelan. Mukhin are more chamur than Gizei Tzemer. That's the way that he passes in La Halacha. So we passes in like the Ritva and the Ramban, that Mukhin are more chamur than Gizei Tzemer. Now, let's go to the Din of Batzek. We read it last week in the Resh Nun Chet, and I wanted to speak about it last week. We didn't get a chance. It's like a Hashmatos for the Dinei Hatmana. And it's not Hatmana, it's just like a topic that came into our hands randomly in the past Siman. And we're going to see it a little bit in Shin Yud Chet also, but I don't know if we're going to have time to speak about Memareach in Shin Yud Chet. We're going to have enough things to discuss. So it's basically the Gemara in Nun Aleph Amud Bet, when we saw that the concept that you can put Mecham al Gabe Mecham, you can put a pot on top of another pot. That's the whole discussion of last week. And the Gemara adds a couple of words, V'tach Pia Bevatzek. So when you read that, you should ask yourself a very basic question. How can I use dough? First of all, shall I mukze? But let's say you have a mukze, a play-dough, miyuchad le-mischak, you have a dough that was not mukze, and you want to put it on top of the tach pia be-batzek, you're allowed to smear the batzek on top of the, between the two pots. Where is this sum emagach? So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Chet Siv Vav Paskin in Meforash, the two brings it in Resh Nun Chet, but the Shulchan Aruch is Paskin in like that in Shin Yud Chet Vav. The second line in Shin Yud Chet Vav, ויכול לתוח פיו בבצק אם יש לו בצק שאני לא שמי אתמול. So it's הלכה למייס also. You allowed to use the בצק. If you have בצק, that it's נילוש מאתמול. You're not allowed to make the dough, because it's going to be lush. Lush is the creating the dough to water and flour. But if the בצק was נילוש מאתמול, so it was a piece of dough, and you were thinking that you're going to use it for whatever you need, so it's not a problem. There's no problem of מוקצה. So you're allowed to put it between the pots. Now, in Siman Shin Yudalev, Seif Yudalev, I'm reading inside that the third source in page number 6. אסור ליתן שאהבה או שמן אב בנקב החבית לסותמו מפני שהוא ממרח. אבל בשאר דברים דלת במישום מרוח, מותר. So the case there is that you have a barrel that has hole in it, and you want to stop the wine from coming out, so you're not allowed to take like wax or like a very congealed oil and smear on the inside the hole. But you're allowed to take stuff that it's not bar meruach. So why dough wouldn't be a problem? Lechora, dough is similar to shemen av and shava. So the Taz in Shin Yud Chet Sif Katan Yud writes, "Latuach piv bebatzek kashela de'aticha ayinu memareach." So he is asking the question. דברוך כתב תיחה ומריחה ושיחה ומשיחה אחת. So the Aruch understood that the word תיחה is like smearing, basically. אם כן, מה ישנה? מהי דפרק חבית? ובא בסימן שין יוד אלף, סיף יוד אלף. It's סיף יוד אלף. דלא ייתן שאהבה בנקב החבית, בני שהוא ממרח. So the Taz understood that there is איסו מרוח in dough. And Lechora contradict what we say here, contradict what we say in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. And the way that he answers is, there's two kinds of metziuyot that we're discussing. In Siman Shin Yud Aleph, when you want to try to block or to stop the wine from coming out, so you need to make it very hard. You need to shmir it very hard in order to hold it very, very strongly. But in our case, you're not trying to stop anything. You're just trying to keep it warm, that the heat is not going to go away. So you don't need to shmear a lot. And but still, so it sounds like lo chayshinan shema yedabek arbe bakli. It's still a little vague. I mean, if you are tach, if you're doing the actual meruach, so it still should be also. You're allowed to do a little bit, not a lot. What exactly going on here? The Magen Avraham says a bigger chiddush. The Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Chet Kaf Bet says bebatzek, aval bedavar amitmareach asur. So if you read the Magen Avraham, it sounds like batzek is not davar amitmareach. But davar amitmareach asur. So shava and shemen av in shin yudaled, this is asur. That's davar amitmareach. Batzek is not davar amitmareach. Why is batzek is not davar amitmareach? So I have to say that in the achronim, if you read the Pri Megadim and the Tosefet Shabbat and Magen Avot is also one of the Achronim that wrote Chashuv like 300 years ago, I think. He wrote on the Melachot, Sefer on the Melachot. So he quoted the Magen Avraham like a source that Bebatzek, there is no Meruach. So we have three Achronim that understood in the Bet Yosef that he holds that Batzek is not Bar Meruach. So Imam is allowed to shmir it. But then when the Pri Megadim understood this way, he said it can't be because the Magen Avraham himself, all of you remember what we have learned in Shin Tet Zayin, by Rok, the Magen Avraham, the famous Magen Avraham that discusses Rok, he asked why is Rok is not Meruach. So he said, when you Mavliya, it's not Meruach, but if you're not Mavliya, so even Rok, consider Meruach according to the... No, this question by itself is not so hard because we discussed that it has to be that we discussed on a thick rock. It can be because we have other sources that we discussed that. But assuming that rock is more liquid than batzek, the Magen Avraham should be moida that batzek is also isu meruach.
Is there a hazard for ochel?
We're gonna get there. But the question is, what exactly is batzek? Is batzek really food or not? That's part of the...
And does it bake? I don't really understand that case. Is it bake when it's...
The question, that's another question in the Achronim, why we should be concerned that it's going to be baked and it's going to be mevashel. So the Mishnah Berurah there says that we're not choshes, then it's going to be mitbashel, because it's probably not hot enough to cook it. And even if it's going to be, it's going to be like lo nichale. They have a tzirufim why we're not choshes for the bishul. Normally, it's not hot enough to bake it. And even if it's going to bake it, it's going to bake it in a bad way. It's not going to be ravi l'achila. So it's not like a real... Now, the Machzit HaShekel there in Shin Yud Chet opens a little bit the gate, opens the little bit of the Yesod of understanding maybe the Machloket between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. It seems like the way that the Machzit HaShekel understands is that even the Magen Avraham admits that there is Meruach in dough, unlike the understanding of the Prima Gadim and the Tosefet Shabbat. Because, like, they had a problem with their understanding. The Prima Gadim and the Tosefet Shabbat had a question. How can it be that the Magen Avraham says that? But he said that the Magen Avraham admits that there is Meruach in Batzek, but he's differentiated between dough and wax. And the chashash is basically chashash shema yamareach. So I'm going to try to read it inside the main part. If you like six line from the end of the Machzit HaShekel, וכיוון דקן וכן בסימן שין יד אינו משפשף אלא מדביק, so there is two actions that I'm doing when I'm taking the dough and I'm putting it in the hole of the barrel, or in our case, when I put it between the pots. There is sticking the dough into the items, and then there is smearing. So according to the Magen Avraham, meruach is only when you're meshafshef, only when you smear. But if you just stick it into something, sticking the dough by itself is not chiyuv of memarach. But the question is, should we be goyzer when you're sticking into another item because maybe you're going to come to do meruach or not? So by Shin Yud Daled, but we discuss sha'ava. To put in the barrel, use sha'ava. And the chashash by sha'ava that it's not going to stick well, and you're going to need to be meshafshef to smear it on top, so then it's asur. Because unless you're going to smear it, you're not going to get the result. It's going to stick, but it's not going to stick well, so you're going to need to be smearing it in order to get what you want. But in Shin Yud Chet, when we put the dough between the pots, he's mechadesh that the Magen Avraham didn't say that you can smear it. He can say you can take a piece of dough, put it on top of the pot, and then put the other pot on top of it, and just the heaviness gonna put it like, make it like smear a little bit, but not smearing with your hands, and it's gonna stick. It's gonna do its job, meaning to make that air is not gonna come in. You're gonna get what you need. So we don't have a chashash. We don't have a concern that you might be smearing. That's why we allowed you to put the dough on top of the other pot, and that's going to be the chidush in the Machzit HaShekel, that tach pia bebatzek is not the ticha that the Taz is discussing, like smearing. Tach is just like taking a piece of dough, putting it on top of the pot, and then put the other pot on top of it. So it's not mamash tach like smearing, and you're just putting a chunk of dough on top of the... I have to tell you that it's a little dochak in the Magen Avraham, but I found in the Rishonim the Rabbeinu Prachia b'Rabbeinu Nisim. It's one of the Rishonim that we have these days that Achronim didn't have, and it's mamash meforash almost mila b'mila the way the question of the Achronim on the he's discussing Daf Nunav. It's page number 9 on top. It's the third, I'm reading the third line in the first column. ונראה לי שהבצק בוודאי נלוש מערב שבת, so to solve the problem of מוקצה, ועכשיו משליך ממנו קצת סביב פי הקדרה התחתונה, בלא תורה תיקון. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything with his finger. He just put a chunk of dough on top of it. וכשמניח עליו הקדרה העליונה, נמצא כאילו תח פי הקדרה בבצק. So it's, he ממש say מילה במילה what the מחצית השקל explaining the מגן אברהם, it's ממש the way that רבנו פרחיה explained the Gemara there. So it's fascinating to see the way that the מחצית השקל was מכוון to the same idea. So far, if we accept the way that the מחצית השקל understood in the Magen Avraham, so the Magen Avraham moide that there is meruach bebatzek, we just discuss in chashash meruach. We would allow you to put a piece of dough, but we wouldn't allow you to be memareach the dough. Unlike the Prime Gadim and the Tosefet Shabbat, that they understood in the Magen Avraham that you are allowed to do meruach in Ravya in Siman Reshtet look like he hold that there is a machloket by Batzek if there is meruach, and maybe there is some source to in the Rishonim that the Batzek doesn't have a problem of meruach, but the Binyan Zion Lichtman explained. Let's also just discuss Gzera. So, Lemaise, I didn't find any Rishon or any reliable source that's going to tell us Lemaise that Batzek doesn't have Din Meruach. Although, meaning, I even found the opposite, that Rabbeinu Prachya, that's one of the Rishonim, said that there is. I was looking to find, maybe I'm going to find a machloket, fundamental machloket achronim, even Lemaise, and then for kids, to say that they don't have to be machmir and machloket achronim by dough, and then dough is not going to be a problem, they can play with dough in Shabbos. But lemaise, I couldn't find a strong enough background to show that there is no meruach bebatzek, because it seems like the achronim that understood that there is no meruach bebatzek, they had questions on it. They didn't pass in like that lemaise. They just said, how can the Magen Avraham say that? Because the only one who said it like Lemaise is the Magen Avot that I mentioned. He quote the Magen Avraham like a source that Batzek doesn't have Meruach. But the Prime Gadim and the Tosefet Shabbat, both of them argue with the Magen Avraham. So we don't have any strong source to say that Batzek doesn't have Din Meruach. I just have to mention, like you mentioned before, that there is another, if I can speak two more minutes, that we have another din by meruach that you can find it in Shin Kaf Aleph Yutet. It's page number 10. Umutar, that's the Rama in Shin Kaf Aleph Yutet. The Rama said, "Mutar lachlik ha'ochel b'Shabbat v'lo av b'zeh mishum emachek oil v'efshar lochlo b'loze." Said you allowed to smear your food on your bread. There is no isur memarech b'ochalim. And anyway, he said, "Mikol makom achmir b'ma'achal shetapuchim." What is the pshat in this Rama? Why? Because there is no meruach. What exactly is the pshat? And the Magen Avraham is medardek. Ha'im i efshar le'ochol beloze asur, deyesh ibud be'ochalim. Kmo shekatuv seif hei. If there is no way to eat unless you're memareach, the same way that we hold by ibud, like salt in cucumbers, consider ibud be'ochalim. You change, you transform the food. You mechadish something that was not there before. Same way that we hold that ibud mid rabbanan, so too we will hold by memareach that if the meruach is metaken the food, we're going to give him going to give it shem tikkun, and it's going to be memareach mid rabbanan. So it sounds like that if you're going to apply that to batzek, so if you're miyached the batzek to be a play-doh, by definition, you took it away from being ochel to be not ochel. Kupat zor, we have Pesach coming soon. Kupat zor sheyichada leyeshiva, it's not considered ochel anymore. When you miyached something for playing, it takes away the shem ochel. So even if you would have maybe take the idea of ochel and try to use it, that there is no memarach be'ochalin, and I'm not metaken anything if I'm just playing with the dough, but the fact that you're miyached the dough for mischak takes away the shem ochel from it, and then it's going to be like stuff that it's not ochel, then you have more problems. Lemaise, most of the achronim say that it's also to play with play-doh. They don't say anything from anything that I mentioned. They just said it's a problem of memareach, orchot Shabbat, Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. You have the sources here. Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata and Rav Vozner also. They say Asur because of memareach. They don't mention any of the sugyas that we just mentioned, the din of Batzek and like. But Lemaise, I think it's Asur, even after all the tircha that we wrote toreach to find the shita. But there is no shita lemaisa that would say that there is no meruach bebatzek to be materet lechatchila. If there was, and if I will find in the future somebody who say that, then maybe for kids there is room to be metzarech, to be maker. But so far, no real source for that. Just sources that shows that there is a problem. So we shouldn't play with Play-Doh and Shabbos. Safe.